This is listener-supported radio for Northeast Texas, 88.9 KETR and KETR.org. I'm Notably Texan host Matt Minky, and I'm about to introduce a special guest on today's program and a little bit about how I discovered him and his band. First off, I saw that the group was listed as being based in Denton, Texas and Knoxville, Tennessee, which certainly raised an eyebrow. And then I was immediately drawn in by the group's name, Handsome and the Humbles. Certainly unique and eye-catching, as is the artwork for the band's latest album, Draw Some Blood. With the realization that the band's singer and primary songwriter is living here in Texas, and with so many questions I had about how this group can exist being based so far apart in the nation, it was time to invite Josh Smith from Handsome and the Humbles to be our guest here on Notably Texan. Josh, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for visiting KETR. It's great to see you, man.
Man, I'm happy to be here. This is awesome.
Well, tell me, how long have Handsome and the Humbles been together?
So, we formed in the beginning, the end of 2013, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and we released our first EP in 2014. So, yeah, so a little over, what is that, 11 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gosh, it's crazy.
Time flies, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody goes and looks up the group, they're going to see that it's listed as a Knoxville-based band. I see that in a lot of the stuff out there. But you personally live nearby, I believe.
Yeah, I moved to Texas in 2023. I've been here for 2 years, and I actually live in Denton. I love it. I love Texas. I tell people I'm from Tennessee, and I love Tennessee, but I came to Texas like Davy Crockett.
Nice.
And I'll probably die here.
Okay,
just
wow.
Just totally, hopefully not as...
Not
violently.
Soon, right? Yeah, and that too. Nice. Okay. Well, I know that you can, of course, do a lot of work remotely these days, but I'm assuming you must have to travel a lot to get together with the band then.
Yeah, if we do any band shows with the Tennessee crew, we got to travel for it. But I also have people that I play with here in Texas, so it's easy. You know, I can, you know, I wrote most of the songs, so I can play them with people here too that aren't in the Tennessee version of the band, so it's good.
Well, I got to give you kudos on the band name. It's just so creative and unique. Were you behind the band name?
Man, it was kind of just we were goofing off, you know, and trying to come up with something to call ourselves, and most of the things that we were saying were not really appropriate to say in front of other humans like outside of that room.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I made some stupid joke about how I was like, I'm handsome and humble. And the drummer at the time was like, Handsome and the Humbles. That's it. And here we are.
I'm so glad that
11 years later.
I'm so glad you stuck with that, because it just was a very eye catching to me. And I was like, I don't even know what this group sounds like, but I've got to check them out. So
well, I'm glad you did, man.
Absolutely. Well, tell me a little bit about your bandmates. None of them live here in the Lone Star State. They're all in Knoxville.
Right, yeah. Well, most of them are in Knoxville. One of them actually lives in Alabama. He's a distiller. Tyler, the bass player, is a distiller in Troy, Alabama, I believe. But this last album, Draw Some Blood, which I believe that's what you've heard first, Josh Hudson, the other guitar player, or one of the guitar players, and I recorded a lot of that when I lived in Knoxville, and then recorded some of it kind of correspondence-wise since I moved here. Like, I'd send him some stuff, and then he'd do it. But I've known him since I was 14 years old.
Really?
Yeah. And then the other guitar player, Jason Chambers, also in Knoxville, he's a school principal. But I've known him since we were little, like 5 years old. And Tyler, also, he replaced me as a bass player in the first band I was in. So, like, I've known the guys I'm playing with for my whole life,
wow.
Most of them, yeah.
Okay, well, that definitely helps to form a bond, and
yeah.
You guys can kind of really click, and I'm sure you know the way each other work musically and all this, too. So.
Oh, man, yeah, it's like riding a bike. Like, I hadn't gotten together in a room with that band in a few years until, like, a couple of weeks ago. And it was just like riding a bike, man. You know each other. You play well together. It was really cool.
Well, you're here in Texas now, but tell me about your roots. Where are you from originally?
I was actually born in New York.
Really?
Yeah, but I grew up in Clinton, Tennessee, which is a little town about 8 miles north of Knoxville, Tennessee. And just kind of close to the Appalachian Mountains. And just, you know, it's just a just kind of a small town, country, humid place, yeah. You know.
That sounds like a lot of places around here. So I
yeah,
think
I love
can relate.
It. Yeah.
So how long has music been important in your life?
Oh, man. I've always loved listening to music. I mean, some of the things that I remember the most being a kid are road trips and like what we listened to on road trips, you know. And like my dad and my mom both loved the Eagles and Elton John and Jackson Browne. And so I remember like the stuff we would listen to on these long road trips. But I didn't start playing music until I was in high school. And that was basically because my best friend got some guitars and I wanted to, you know, hang out with him. So I had to learn how to do something.
Okay. Well, your parents had great taste in music, it sounds like. Yeah. I mean, did you, you know, latch on to the stuff that your parents liked, or did you kind of rebel against it? That's what a lot of kids do, is they're like, oh, I got to go with something that's completely different than my parents are into.
Man, it's weird. Like, I've always kind of liked that stuff. I never really thought I have to listen to something different. But growing up, growing up in the 90s, I listened to a lot of alternative rock music and a lot of like, listened to a lot of rap music. I still do. I still listen to all the same stuff I listened to then, you know?
Yeah.
But I've always listened to, I don't know, my music taste has always been pretty eclectic. I just like music. And so I can usually find something I enjoy.
That's very cool. I've always find this fascinating, you know, to talk to somebody who makes a certain type of music on their records and to find out that they, you know, have been inspired by completely different stuff, you know, earlier in their life. So I appreciate you explaining this.
Yeah.
If anybody's just joining us, Josh Smith from Handsome and the Humbles is with me here on KETR. So you said that you moved to Texas just a couple of years ago. What was it that that actually brought you down this way?
My girlfriend, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's from Texas. We met through music stuff. But yeah, so I wanted to be closer to her and her son. And so, yeah, so I'm here now and it's great. I love
okay,
it.
Nice. Well, yeah, that it certainly explains it. I wasn't sure if you were just like a lot of people just are interested in Texas because of the mystique and they'll head this way. But that's an obvious reason to head down here.
Well, man, I did a tour here in 2018 and or 2019, one of those years. And I thought, gosh, I love Texas. It's great. So even then, I was like, I could move to Texas. But that made it actually make sense.
Of course. Yeah. So, I mean, is there any kind of jealousy from your music compadres about everything that they're missing by not being in Texas? Do you rub it in their face about food and everything that's great down here?
Man, I feel like that's kind of the thing when you're in Texas. You just got to rub being in Texas in people's face, you know? Yeah, I do like to talk about the food here because, I mean, God bless Tennessee, but the barbecue here versus there or like Mexican food here versus there, like it's not even on the same planet, you know? And I love Tennessee and I love food in general, but man, food specifically, you know.
You've been spoiled.
I have now.
Well, right. No offense to the bandmates or any of your friends back that way, but he speaks the truth. I mean, this is just the way it is.
And I thought it was like overblown.
Yeah.
Before I came to Texas, and I was like, by God, they were telling the truth. Like I just thought, like before I visited, even like I was like, it can't be that much better. I mean, this is good, right? Like this, I like this. You know, so, but
it is not a tall tale. And Josh Smith is attesting to that right now here with me on Notably Texan. So if you have to do the old elevator pitch, you know, where you're talking to somebody and you say, oh yeah, I'm in a band. How do you describe the group's sound to someone who's not initiated?
Oh man, I have so much trouble with this. Cause if like a lot of my points of reference that I might use, I'm like, well, have you ever heard American Aquarium? We're kind of in that vein. No, they haven't.
Right. I mean,
a lot, you know, people on the elevator. And I've started just saying y'alternative, which is not my term, but it's been around for a long time. But it's not even that, though. I mean, it's like I really don't even know how to describe it. I'm really bad at this. Like,
no,
bad at that. Yeah, it's, you know, it's rock, but I sound like I'm from Tennessee, you know.
Yeah.
I have a country accent.
I get it, man. And I mean, honestly, I hate that we even have to put a label on music, you know, but I mean, for the business side, you kind of have to.
It's got
to
go somewhere.
Yeah, you know? Right. I mean, for my show's purposes, you know, I'm not like, well, it's got to fit into one of these genres. It's like, it doesn't matter the genre.
Yes.
It's just got to have this Texas flavor, Texas connection to it.
I love that.
So I get it. And the genre is really not important. It's just like, is it good? This is, right. You know, is this good music? And that is what I found with this band, Handsome and the Humbles, man.
I'm glad you like it.
So you're the band's primary songwriter, I assume?
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about your process, if you would, because, you know, we have a lot of guests in and it's always different. So, you know, you don't have to go on about this forever, but how does a song go from like an idea to a finished product?
Man, it depends. Sometimes I'll just get an idea and like a story in my head and I'm like, well, I'll try to write a song about that. And I'll go pick up the guitar, or sometimes I'll be sitting in my car in traffic and I'll start singing into my phone if I get an idea. Most of the time, the lyrics for me, because this is a question that people ask, and I don't think about it until people ask me, you know. It's just because they just kind of happen, if that makes any sense. But like a lot of times with me, I'll just think of something. I'll think of a phrase sometimes and say, well, I'd like to include this phrase in a song. Or I'll get an idea about a story and I'll say, I'd like to make a song about this story. And I feel like I'm more geared, or I think more about what lyrics I'm going to use than like what the chord progression is going to be or anything like that. But occasionally I'll just be playing something or fooling around on the guitar and I'll think, oh, this sounds like it could be a song. And then I'll try to write something to that. It's not the same every time, but I do think for me, more often than not, it's more like the idea, the story, or the words that I think of first.
Thanks again for joining me today, man. It's great to talk to you.
Man, thanks for having me. This is a lot of fun.
What inspired the title for this latest record, Draw Some Blood?
I'm glad you asked that. My dad was a professional wrestler.
Really?
Yeah, and so I wrote one of the songs on the album, which sadly isn't radio friendly. I should have made a radio cut for it. But the title track, Draw Some Blood, is about a wrestler in like the 70s, as it kind of transitioned from being a territory thing to being a more national thing. And a lot of those guys, like my dad, that my dad worked with, like the guys that weren't the biggest stars, you know, lost their livelihood when like WWE or WWF became a thing, because he just kind of cherry picked the stars out of these territories, and then it made them less viable, and it was hard for those guys to make the same kind of money they were making before without their big stars. You know the title track to the, or the title of the album came from that song, and you know that song is kind of, you know, kind of those old school wrestling matches. Every once in a while you might see a little blood, you know. So that's where the title of the album came from.
Texas has a rich wrestling history. Oh, yeah. With the Von Erichs and all the old school wrestling that happened in Dallas. So
it very much does, yeah.
So also in regards to that, who did the album art for Draw Some Blood?
Oh man, my buddy Wayne Bledsoe, who is a he's a writer, he's a renaissance man, but he's a writer. He was like the music entertainment guy for the Knoxville News Sentinel for years in Knoxville, Tennessee. And he does this artwork where he actually draws it with food coloring and an ink pen.
Really?
But this one, for this album, he's done several of my albums, several of the Handsome and the Humbles albums. And he, for this one, he actually made a 3D model and took a picture of it. And,
no kidding.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, we had this album done probably a year and a half before we released it, because I asked him to do the artwork and he was like, yeah, I'll do it. And when your friends agree to do something for you and they do the kind of work that he does, you just let them do it at the pace that they can do it. Yeah. And like some of the other bandmates were like, man, when are we gonna release the album? I'm like, when Wayne is done with the artwork. And when he finally showed me he showed me like parts of it as it was happening, and it was blowing my mind, because it's crazy. The artwork's nuts, you know. Look it up, get on the internet and look up my album art. But yeah. So yeah, Wayne Bledsoe did the album art, and I'm so proud of the stuff that he does. It just really is awesome.
Wow. I was not expecting such an interesting explanation about that. So sorry. That's cool to hear. No, don't
I'll
sorry.
I'll ramble on about it.
No, I just assumed that somebody drew it, but that's even more interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, Josh, something that's been pretty heavy on our minds here at KETR is the recent rescission of funding and removal of support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. And that's represented a large part of the dollars needed to pay for this station's programming. So while I have you in, I wanted to ask you, as part of an independent band, what role does a radio station like this and others play for you in your music?
I mean, most of the stations that play the music, my music, and music from bands like mine that are independent, are stations like this, or stations that are public stations, or their listener supported stations, and they're stations that, most of whom received that kind of funding. So it's very important for us. And radio is important. Like I know that everybody listens to Spotify and stuff on their phones and satellite stuff now, but radio and specifically stations like this, they're for like their local areas, and they're local, and they talk about things that are important to people that live down the street. And again, for a band like mine, stations like this keep us in business. You know, they talk about us, they play our music, and people hear us and they come to our shows. It's very important. It's more important than I even have the words to articulate, you know?
Well, you know, we're kind of moving into uncharted territory in the way that we fund this station. So what words of encouragement would you give to our listeners about why they should financially back KETR?
Because it's yours, you know, that's why. And I mean that, like, again, the people here at KETR are here for you. They're here to provide, you know, whether it's entertainment or news, whatever, they're here for this community and for the communities surrounding where we are here in Commerce. It's yours. And that's why it's good to support it.
Well, you made the trek all the way over here from Denton. You were kind enough to bring your guitar with you too. So I'll tell you what, we already listened to St. Therese earlier, and later I want to play Texarkana just to let you know which Sweet. Album tracks I'm going to play. But since you brought your guitar, would you be willing to do a song for us?
I'd love to.
What were you thinking about performing?
I think I'll do Draw Some Blood. I'll just edit the lyrics a little bit.
Okay. A little live radio edit for us.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, let's check this out right now. It is a live performance in the KETR studios by my special guest today, who is Josh Smith from Handsome and the Humbles. This is here on 88.9 KETR.
I'd done worse for less, the wild man said, as he spit out the rest of that poor chicken's head. As the father he fainted, the son just laughed till he spit. All them other boys knew, you don't want to know what goes on in that tent. See you rednecks at bell time, right around six, step right up and I'll stretch you. No punches or kicks, let you know how it feels. You ain't gotta wonder if it's real. Bring your carnival ticket and you're in for a hell of a deal. They came to see him sling some fire. They came to watch him draw some blood. He lived to feed off of their ire. The only thing he ever loved, draw some blood. Another few weeks, another territory town. Yeah, there were ladies, but he never laid his roots down. And he always got over, did that on his own. But the ring and the road and that 66 olds were his home. They came to see him sling some fire. They came to watch him draw some blood. He lived to feed. for their ire. The only thing he ever loved, draw some blood. But times they were changing, the stars they went east. A couple of giants and some muscled up freaks. Cable TV was now king and no place for old carnival geeks. Money dried up and he moved off the road for the streets. Aches and pains became too much, but he made some new friends. No taste for the hard stuff, it was a mean to an end. Cheap motel on the highway in Jackson, man, you know the rest. Closed his eyes one last time and he whispered, I've done worse for less. He lived, they came to see him sling some fire. They came to see he'd drawn some blood. He lived to feed off of their ire. The only thing he ever loved, draw some blood. The only thing he ever loved, draw some blood.
Performing live in the KETR studios, that is called Draw Some Blood. It is by Josh Smith from the band Handsome and the Humbles. And you're listening to 88.9 KETR. Thanks a lot for doing that song, man.
Man, I appreciate it. Thank you.
So is performing live something that you and the band really kind of live for?
Man, it's one of my favorite things. Like when COVID happened and you're just sitting at home, and I mean, it's been 5 years ago now, but it feels like it was like last week. Like I got so bummed out and this is like the most, you know, whiny thing, but like I love performing. I love getting out and playing, and I especially love getting out and playing with people that I enjoy being around, you know? So that's why I love playing with the band. And even since I moved here to Texas, I play a lot with this guy, Daniel Markham, who is a great musician from here in Texas. He lives in Breckenridge now.
Okay.
So a little further out, but west. But he's a great, great songwriter and player. But, like, man, I just love playing, and I love connecting with actual humans, you know. I like recording. I like the finished product with recording, but I'd much rather get out and play and interact with people.
So with the span between you and the group members in Tennessee, I mean, yeah. How often does this actually happen? I mean, it sounds like you've got some people that you play with who are based here in Texas as opposed to the band members
right.
up there.
I do. I have some people here. But in Tennessee, since I've moved here, we've played probably 3 or 4 shows. All those have been in Tennessee with those band members. And then I've played either by myself or with, you know, the people here a ton of times since then. But the original band, we get together, you know, we play live a couple of times a year.
Okay.
Basically. Although we're having a conversation with another band about doing some opening stuff for them on some of their, but I can't really say what and who.
No, of course.
Yet, yeah. Because it's not official.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, you guys said you were going to open for them.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Don't make any promises that you can't keep right now. Well, I saw that you do have a bunch of shows coming up here in Texas. So are any of the bandmates coming down for those? Or
no, but there's a guy, again, Daniel Markham, who I play with here, will be playing with me on most of those.
Okay.
Yeah, so we do kind of a duo thing.
All right, so yeah. So I guess it's not technically Handsome and the Humbles then, or I mean, is that how you're billing it?
Yeah,
or?
I usually bill it. I released another album under the name J. McHale Smith and the Brimstone Miracle, and that was because I play so many acoustic shows or solo type shows, and I still play the Handsome and the Humble songs. They're my songs, right? Yeah. But I don't necessarily always, like when it's just Daniel and me, I don't bill them as Handsome and the Humble shows because it just doesn't feel right.
I get it.
Yeah.
So, again, if somebody wants to find out about some of these gigs, some of these are in the vicinity here. So you can check all that out at handsomeandthehumbles.com if you want to know about the band's gigs or just kind of find more information. You've got videos and all kinds of stuff posted there, I saw.
All kinds of fun stuff, yeah.
Cool. And they can, I think, probably see that album artwork we were talking about,
yes,
too.
Indeed. and more by Wayne Bledsoe on there.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
He did several of our albums.
Okay, very nice. Well, we've been talking today with Josh Smith from Handsome and the Humbles, whose latest record is called Draw Some Blood. You're a great guest, man. It was a lot of fun to talk to you, man. And I appreciate you coming out of your way to head over here to KETR. Thanks a lot for coming by.
Man, it was a lot of fun. I hope I get to come back.
If you want to find out more about the group, their website is handsomeandthehumbles.com. And we hope that you will support this public radio service, which keeps you in touch with bands you might not have already known about, like Handsome and the Humbles. Please make a contribution today by clicking donate at KETR.org.